One of my favourite bits of the week when we have a look at some of our hidden history throughout our region and some of the people that have made our beautiful region what it is today. Charles Fay is our history expert, and he joins us on the show each week. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So today, Michael John Flanagan, as we speak, resting in White Hills Cemetery. Oh, he's not resting, he's actually dead. That's one thing I love, you know, the terminology we have, resting, lost, all that sort of thing. I had a friend who was actually my elderly ex-mother-in-law said to this guy, "I'm very sorry that you've lost your mum." And he said, no, we haven't lost her. She's just up there on the hill, buried. just my dark sense of humour. Anyway, we digress. Michael John Flanagan, let's talk about him.
Okay, well, he was, I suppose, the son of Irish migrants to Australia. I think his father, John, was born round near Innes in County Clare. I think his mother, Margaret, came from much the same sort of time. And it appears that his mother came out to Australia in about 1850, Margaret O'Halloran. And it's sort of interesting, coming out in 1850, she would have been coming out very close to the Great Irish Famine, so obviously a refugee from that terrible experience.
Yes.
Where his father, John, arrived a bit later in 1858, and, you know, the migrants coming a bit later, I suppose, escaped most of the, well, not most, you know, they didn't sort of leave Ireland in its worst times.
Yeah.
But they came to Bendigo, as so many people did, in the 1860s, and Bendigo was a pretty terrible place in the 1860s. If you can imagine a town of tents and sort of bush houses, dust blowing everywhere, I suppose the tailings of mines flooding up the creeks, and apparently when they married, they got married in St Killian's Church, Margaret and John, and several of their children died in infancy. So again, I think that was a common experience in Bendigo.
Yeah, it's interesting that both Michael and brother John, though, they kicked on because John was very much involved in gold and surveying, and Michael also then went on to be a very well known and well respected surveyor as well.
Yeah, he seems to have. He's obviously quite a good student at school, and got a job in the Victorian Mines Department as a draftsman. And, I mean, I suppose he worked as a draftsman in the Mines Department, but in the same time studied to become a surveyor, and eventually got a sort of job surveying in the Tasmanian service, and he surveyed King Island for the first time.
So when they say surveyed it, I mean, like King Island, I know it's not small, but it's not big, you know. Would it be that hard a job? You go, well, it's, yep, X miles that way, X miles that way, the sea all around it. Yep, job done.
Well, it would be a hard job because, like, to give you some example, it's in the middle of Bass Strait, so you've got the sort of westerlies howling across the island. It wasn't apparently settled by Indigenous people. There doesn't seem to be any record of Indigenous people on the island. So it was a pretty desolate sort of place. You'd have to go there. No one's been there before. You'd have to sort of map out the area, find landmarks so that you could make areas available for settlement.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, absolutely. And still very highly respected the work he's done even to this day. But unlike a lot of people who, you know, came from our area and went on to other things, and in fact just last week we were talking about someone who lived in America their whole life, he ended up back in Bendigo.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, again, he sort of fell victim to, I suppose, one of the great killers of the 19th century. Somewhere along the line he contracted tuberculosis, which seems to have incapacitated him for working as a surveyor. You can imagine sort of working on a windswept island in Tasmania when your lungs are being destroyed by tuberculosis. Mm. It would have been dreadful. So he comes back to Victoria in the late 19th century and unfortunately died tragically young in Bendigo in 1901.
Yeah. And as I said, if you go out to White Hill Cemetery, if you're because cemeteries are wonderful places to, you know, from a history viewpoint, aren't they? To look around and it gives you an idea of the ages of people, the how many children passed away during times in the past, and they're fascinating places.
Yeah, they certainly are. Interesting, you know, they're divided, you know, they're sort of divided by religion. So you have a Catholic part, an Anglican and Presbyterian parts. But again, you could go out there and look at the gravestone of John Flanagan, Michael's father. And I think there's also a gravestone out there for his uncle, who was reputed to have, I think Thomas was reputed to have found gold at Kalgoorlie.
Right. Yeah, gee, they were some family. So there you are. If you're a history buff, get out to White Hill Cemetery and have a look at the Flanagan family out there. Charles, as always, great to talk. Thank you. Have a great week and look forward to chatting about another fascinating aspect of our hidden history next week.
Okay. See you later, Mark.
Thanks, Charles. Charles Fay, Hidden History, Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.